This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Three, two, one. Welcome, everybody, back to the Built Different podcast. As you can tell, we mean business here on the NFL side.
Always booming.
This is the NFL podcast, episode 23. So this is our Jordan episode. Wrong sport, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the studio with Bill the Thrill and Tomboy. And of course, I'm your host, Thomas Saxby. So getting right down to business, you know, the NFL is getting exciting. We're at that point of the year where we're starting to get to the final stretch. We're past the halfway point. So how are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling good, man.
Feeling good. I'm anxious.
Bro, well. If I was a Browns fan.
I'm anxious.
Bro, because, like, your team is doing good, but, yeah. Like, it's still.
This is the biggest game, and this is the biggest game. Like, I've been a fan for about, I'll say honestly, for 5 years. I've been a Browns fan for 5 years. This is the biggest game of, and, like, we had a playoff game. This is the biggest game I've ever had as a fan. As a Browns fan, so I'm excited.
Damn, that was a good way to sum that up.
Yeah, wow, I can't top that. But I'm feeling good too. Dolphins didn't live up, and now we got a bye week. But listen, I feel pretty good about him. Chan's coming back. He's got to be our savior. Looking forward to that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk more. We'll talk plenty more.
And it's nice being a fan of the best team in the league. So you know. Hey, record-wise,
sure.
We're the best. Hey, 8-1.
No one else is 8-1.
You know, we're good. We finally got a bye week too, so that's what's up. But to dig into some recent headlines, because after that we're gonna hit some week 9, hit week 10. We're gonna pick a team to go on a run. You know, we're gonna talk about some of the most memorable plays after that ridiculous Keenan Allen catch that we got to witness last week. We're going to do a Would You Rather. We got a flag football draft. And then we got our usual fantasy and betting shit. So digging right into recent headlines, George Pickens and the Steelers. It seems like a very interesting situation. This dude is a year 2 wide receiver acting like a year 8 wide receiver that's about to be a free agent, you know, and waiting for a big contract. And it's getting very messy over there.
Mm-hmm. Is this Chase Claypool 2.0?
I think it's
Not
false. I think it's AB.
Yeah.
I think it's AB before AB started bugging out.
Because
Claypool, like, before CT, I just think, like, Pickens was just, like, I don't know, it was weird. Like, and I'm Claypool was, like, a completely different thing. Like, Pickens has the capability of being, like, second best wideout in Steelers history, like that talent. He has that talent.
I think
if Big Ben was on that was on the roster right now, like, you know, with a different offense. It's different, right?
Like, or someone besides Mr. Canada.
Yeah. Like really? if it was Todd Haley or something like that, even Pickett too. I think he stinks, but like that's besides the point. I just think that Pickens. But you know how Tomlin is, like that shit doesn't mean nothing.
They still got a winning record.
They still got a winning
leading
record.
The division.
They're going to cook the Green Bay Packers this week, and that's what it is. But, yeah, I mean, Pickens was bugging out. But he's a bug out, so that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what they need. I think somebody's got to shine a light within the organization at how bad this offense is.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else they're going to get it through.
So I don't even care about his first name, but I'm just gonna call him Mr. Canada because he doesn't deserve his first name.
Okay.
Matt, Ken,
you got earned your first
Steve, Saxby. Mike, like, oh, wow. Saxby Canada. No, he, like, last game, or I think it was the game before, he was in the background on one of their wins, like, just going, he was like, yeah, yeah, and then I believe it was
Chris Boswell.
Yeah, yeah, I was just like, you ain't do shit.
Yeah. Like, you say it wasn't because of you.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah. And, I mean, the Steelers, I think, like, how they haven't even lucked into one 400-yard game. Because, I mean, like, come on. Like, even the Bears lucked into a 400-yard game this season. And for the Steelers to not even...
accident. That's impressive. Yeah.
Right. Like, not even, like, accidentally, like, you know, Najee Harris just goes off for, like, 200 yards.
And, yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's a mess. I think for a second-year wide receiver to do that, that's an issue that I have with it because I think he needs to be... a little more humble, but at the same time, I feel like it is a real disaster in that locker room because it's like they're winning, so it's like this guy's not going to get fired.
Right.
Because why are you going to fire someone when you're having, you know, a winning season? But he definitely deserves to go because they got more talent than even what they're playing.
Right. That's the thing. I don't think anything should be looked at in absolute, like, not everything can be brought into one silo.
Yeah.
You have to look at the individual components, and if somebody's underperforming at their job, like if I'm running a company and overall my company's profitable, it doesn't mean I'm gonna not fire the guy taking a nap at the front desk. And that's what Matt Cannon did. He's taking a nap at the front desk.
There you go. That's definitely a good analogy.
So he's.
But I mean, if Pickens eventually gets traded, whatever team he goes to, they're probably going to get him for cheap.
The fact that he's right after the trade deadline means he's not going anywhere. They got plenty of time to smooth things over and an off season between.
But it's just hilarious. Like it's petty shit. Like I forgot who scored a touchdown. I think it was Najee Harris, and fucking Pickens just walks off the field, doesn't celebrate with his teammates, just walks away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. It's making for good TV, and honestly, I don't like that Pittsburgh has all this shit going on and they're still fucking winning.
Yeah,
that's the part that I think I hate.
But they'll lose next week, so it's fine.
Fair enough. So Kyler Murray's back. He got activated officially to come save the 1-8 Cardinals. But you know, I like it. Kyler's back. I think this adds another exciting component to the season. I don't think it's gonna do much for the Cardinals. I think they still stink, but yeah, they got good coaching. We marvel over Gannon, and I think Kyler Murray, I think this is good for him. Get a nice half season in, get his feet under him, kind of like Deshaun Watson last year, come in halfway through and just shake off the rust and just get ready for next year.
So I think this either shows that, hey, Kyler, you're either our future or we're going to trade you.
Yeah.
And I think it's like an audition, man. It's like, even if you trade me, at least I have this tape to show to other organizations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For the Cardinals, it's like, okay, we either could keep him or it's like he helps us try to move because it's a big contract that you're trading away. So, I don't know. We'll see. Because if they keep him, then you have, okay, Marvin Harrison. But Kyler's like, I'm a Kyler guy. I'm an Oklahoma Sooners fan. Like,
which Kyler's, I think this is good. I hope he plays the rest of the year.
What I'm saying, though, is that he could fuck around and fuck up that pick. And James Conner comes back this week, too. Yep. So, and I think they play Atlanta this week, so we'll see.
The end of the day, I think the Cardinals, they still have the Texans pick, which is probably going to be middle of the field. But I think what I like about that is that if you're to keep Kyler and you don't necessarily need to draft a high quarterback like Caleb Williams, for example.
Right.
You know, you can just draft the weapons around.
Yeah, you get Brock Bowers, a great tight end from Georgia. But definitely O-line. That O-line is not good.
Yeah, it's not. O-line. And then they'll have money. I mean, the only contract that they really have, because they got rid of literally everybody else. So the only contract they're going to have is Kyler. So they're going to have some money to spend in free agency, too. Right. So they could be a spicy little team next year. And I mean, Kyler's motivated. He has to be. Like I said, at the end of the day, he's an athlete. He's hearing all the shit talk in the media.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Call of Duty is coming out tonight, so...
Yeah, it could be a problem.
Actually?
Could be a problem for Kyler. Poor timing to get off of the IR. Hey,
week one?
Like, can we get one more week? Still hurts. Still hurts. But, listen, this team, for being 1-8, they're scrappier than 1-8. Like, they yeah. should be better than 1-8.
Their worst game of the season was last
week. Like, they shouldn't yeah. be at the bottom of anybody's power
rating. Right. And at yeah. the same time, their worst game of the season came without Josh Dobbs and right. with a fifth-round rookie. It's the, they weren't supposed to have their best game of the season last week. Right. But, listen, this is a team that Kyler should be able to win with. If he can't, and I'm not saying win out. I'm not saying that we're going to see a 9-8 season and suddenly pop in the playoffs. But I'm saying that he should be able to win essentially half the games they've got left.
Right.
And if he can't do that, then I don't know how promising that is for future Kyler. I have not been a Kyler believer, but I think him sitting for as long as he sat, if that's not going to get him the appreciation for this game, it's not coming. So I think he is going to be motivated. I think we're going to see probably the best version of Kyler that we can see with the talent that's around him. Mm-hmm. It's not an insane amount at wide receiver. It's not the best weapons, but they're serviceable. And if he can't get it done now, I don't know what he's going to be able to do moving forward.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Absolutely. So Carson Wentz is back in the league for whatever reason. The Los Angeles Rams sign him. Me personally, I think it's funny. I think this goes back to a point that you made, Bill, that they should have absolutely done what they could have to keep Baker Mayfield. Because I think if they keep Baker Mayfield, I think they're in.
But I don't think Baker wanted that.
I mean, yeah, but like, so if
turns
you
out the he money, would have been a backup and rightfully a backup to Stafford. Yeah, right. Stafford has looked better than. Yeah. Right. I expected,
and
I
don't think he wanted that. But if you threw decent money at him for 1 year, well, I think
what's decent taken. Money? Because he has more. Because he has $4 million at Tampa.
I would say for a backup quarterback, they have the money to do it. I'd say $8-9 million.
Yeah, I think Baker rather roll the dice
in Tampa.
I respect that too. Yeah. I have Baker's no problem with it.
And I was talking to my boys this weekend. I was like, Baker could be a Pro Bowler this year.
And I was gonna bring it up on when we talked about C.J. Stroud, but I mean he. Left the field with the win. Like, he came back.
No,
like,
they didn't lose.
Like, him and CJ Stroud were going back and forth. That was a fucking game to watch.
Yeah, so they didn't lose because of the offense. That was the all defense. But, I mean, unlike the Bills game where they lost because of the offense.
Yeah, but with the Rams, I mean, to get Carson Wentz, I just think it's funny. I mean, Carson Wentz, I mean, I doubt he has a game plan. He's probably just come in there, throw to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I think
hopefully it works.
I think this signing shows like how bad Brett Ripon is. One, two, also Matt Stafford might be out for longer than we expected. Even though they say, hey, after the bye, we're going to reevaluate things. But for fantasy purposes, you know, it's good for Cooper Kupp and Puka. I think Sean McVay will be able to help Carson Wentz.
At least be a game manager,
that's
right?
What I'm
saying. Like he was a like I'm not saying he was anything good in Indianapolis. We're just going to completely ignore Washington, but. And Indianapolis, which was 2 years ago, I mean, he put up a decent year just by being a game manager.
Right, right.
So if they can get that out of him, I mean, literally the last spot in the NFC is wide open. It's the Vikings right now. And are we expecting the Vikings to lock that down by any means? No. I mean, can the Vikings absolutely make the playoffs? Yes. I mean, they've shown that they can pull games out of their ass with what they did last week, but that spot's open. Like, a team can get hot and go on a run. Is it the Rams? I don't know. I mean, it'd be pretty funny if Carson Wentz led them to the playoffs. I think I'd get a lot of entertainment out of that.
No chance though. That defense is poor.
That offense is not going to plug with Carson Wentz. He's not the player. He's not the archetype that Matt Stafford is. He's not going to. That offense just won't work.
Right.
Period. And Kyron Williams coming back hopefully soon. So you know that offense. Can be very good. It would not be good at all with Carson Wentz. But before we get too far away from Baker, I saw something that I just got to share here. FanDuel posted a great infographic here. I'm going to give you stats for two players. Baker's at 61.7% completion rate through his first 80 games. The other guy is 61.9%, so off by 0.2%. 100 more passing yards. He's got 18,153 passing yards. Other guy's got 18,035. He's got 120 touchdowns, 68 interceptions. The other guy's got 126 and 66. He's got 1,150 fantasy points. Other guy's got a little under 1,100. Yeah, any idea who I'm about to tell you?
I do. And it's Lamar.
It's Tom Brady.
Oh, it's Tom Brady. I thought it was Lamar
Jackson. It's Tom Brady. I already saw it. He's got the same stats as Tom Brady, essentially, through the first 80 starts of his career.
Interesting. That's very
crazy how the team around you can tell the world how much you're a great player or you're a trash player.
Yeah. And I think what's the most interesting about that is, and no offense to you, but like I think you could admit being a Browns fan, that the Browns, especially under Baker, were a hot mess. Like even
except
though you
for
guys,
1 year.
Yeah, like you guys had the 1 year where it was all put together, but I think Baker did a lot given...
And that helped those numbers a lot, too.
Being in Cleveland, that. Yeah. But, all right, so moving on to week 9, I guess we could dig right into C.J. Stroud and, you know, Baker Mayfield. They had an absolute battle. I think it was a must-win for both teams. Sucks that Baker was on the losing end in the Bucks. They still got, you know, a long season to go. But C.J., man.
C.J.'s a dog, bro.
Yeah. CJ's he's special. Just breaking records this year.
I watched that game live. I was like,
yeah,
wow.
And it's good to see, you know, D'Amico Ryans, how stressed out he was. Like, you can tell he's losing hair, yeah. But he is like so locked in. And it's good to see from a rookie coach that he has that much buy-in,
yeah,
to where he can have.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Fucking CJ Stroud just slinging it across the field to literally anybody. Right. 3 different wide receivers to get 100-plus yards.
Tank Dell, though, is a dog. Nico Collins, Noah Brown, I didn't think he was that good. But Tank Dell and Nico are dead nice. And Dalton Schultz is a no slouch either.
Tank Dell is just a young bull, man.
Yeah, like, he's tough.
I mean, they're all young bulls, and that's what you love to see.
Yeah.
I mean, the defense, you obviously would like to see more out of the defense. But, wow.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, man.
Yeah.
That offense should not be as good as he's making it. And I love the connection between him and Tank Dell. There's something to be said right now about drafting the guy that went to college with your quarterback. Because you're seeing it all over the league. We're seeing it with Waddle, with Chase, with Tank Dell. Like, it's immediate chemistry that you can really build some confidence with a rookie quarterback very quickly by giving him somebody he's comfortable with. So Tank Dell is not a guy expected to really be on an NFL field at this point in his career. And here he is killing it. But with those great performances, I just got to give a little shout out to another player who I think had just as notable a performance. Dari Ogunbowale coming in and making a 33-yard field goal. I loved that.
That was a great game to watch. It was rooting for everybody.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, like, there was like 50 seconds left on the clock. He was out. He got the touchdown. Out with the fucking... It looked like he was out with the win. I was like, holy shit. Baker Mayfield, like, let's go. He won. And then all of a sudden, you know, C.J. Stroud just 3 absolute fucking bombs down the field. And I know Baker just sat there like, what do I have to do?
Bad day to be on defense, but damn, everybody else, aside from the defensive units, enjoyed
that. And it's funny because we were looking for the shootout from, you know, Bills, Bengals, you know, maybe Chiefs, Dolphins. Yeah. Hey, maybe even the Eagles and the Cowboys, but
which was a good game. But
Of course, that's definitely our game of the week. Texans, Buccaneers. Yeah, that was a fun watch. For sure. But speaking of the Eagles, 8-1.
Go Birds.
Kind of a controversial game. I mean, I guess Cowboys fans are trying to make it controversial, blaming the refs. It's the usual thing that teams are doing against the Eagles now. I think the only fair point was the Dolphins because, some of those calls were very sus. Don't think they affected the game, but everyone, it's an argument for, I guess. It's
always sus fucking, yeah.
Yeah. The Eagles beat the Cowboys. Me, I wasn't worried at all, and it was fucking hilarious because Eagles fans were, like, worried at the end because the refs basically walked the Cowboys to the 6-yard line at the end of the game there, and the Cowboys, by all means, should have won it. But come on, it's Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
We're not doing that
bro.
With Dak. We're not doing it's that. It's the Cowboys. It's not Dak.
It's Dak Prescott and
Dak
the Cowboys.
Dak played better than Jalen.
So I agree with that. I do think Dak as here's the thing. I need to preface this. Dak has been playing lights out this year.
Right.
Dak is getting into an MVP conversation that we're gonna have before long.
Right.
So I'm not saying he's gonna win it, but he's in the conversation right now. So, yeah. with that said, he is one of the least clutch players in this league.
I understand. Play calling.
I respect that.
Play calling.
But, again, he can't control dudes holding. Like, he can't control his offensive line holding. He can't control the second tight end being a knee short from a touchdown.
But in the last play that he threw that failed at the one fucking yard line, CeeDee Lamb was wide open in the end zone.
He wasn't wide open. He was double covered. He wasn't wide open. I remember the play. It was good defense.
Bro, he literally was wide open standing there in the fucking end zone, bro. He was standing in the end zone.
He wasn't wide open.
Whatever you're saying,
it's a throw. He should have made. Yeah. Gotta give your best player a chance. But like the people that blame Dak for that loss, no.
I mean, like I said, it's Cowboys. Most importantly, like it's just the Cowboys. And that's why I wasn't worried, bro. I didn't talk shit about the Cowboys all week. I was just like, We're living in Eagles Nation. Like, we're probably going to crumble in the playoffs. We're not going to crumble in the regular season. I just don't see it happening,
okay,
bro.
Okay. Like, I like that.
It's how I feel last year. Like, this team has high potential to choke in the playoffs, but it's not going to happen in the regular season,
okay,
bro.
I like that.
The team's too video game. Like, the defense has to improve because CeeDee Lamb had, what, fucking 190 yards? So the defense definitely has to do better.
Yeah, that defense is bad, kind of.
It has all year to get it together. Yeah, and that, like,
it does.
It could snap into shape.
The defensive front's good, but that's the secondary.
And we need to get healthier, too.
Yeah,
Bradbury looks terrible. So
he does. That's weird, but he does.
Yeah, it's definitely. And Slay's playing injured now, so it's not.
But Slay looks good.
Yeah, he looks good despite being injured.
That's the only thing, though.
So the Raiders, you know, our Raiders are little. Like, we love the Raiders on this podcast. We love them even more now that Josh McDaniels is gone.
No. We loved them for a week. It's not a we collective.
Bro, I
loved it. Antonio Pierce coming in. I also love every team as soon as they fire a head coach. But. Let's bring it back. I don't love the Raiders.
All right.
I can't support.
I love the Raiders only because they're one of our meme teams. I think if we had three meme teams, I think it's the Jets, the Broncos, and the Raiders. I think those are our three teams that because like we can't pick the Bears because they just suck. They can't be our meme team.
Right.
But the Raiders, you know, they're winning games. You know, AP's in there. He looks. Yeah. But they'll win more. I'm not saying like last year that they'll make the playoffs.
Hammer the Raiders this week. Won't even be close.
Yeah?
Won't even be close.
I got the Jets?
Huh?
I got the Jets.
I have the Raiders.
This is gonna be good.
I'll put a friendly on that.
But I don't know, I like it. Davante Adams, he looks happy to play football again, which I think is the biggest thing that you needed for the Raiders. Josh Jacobs as well. They both look like they want to be there again. Defense, you know, under him, they look fired up. So again, I'm not saying they'll make the playoffs, but it's healthy, and I love seeing healthy shit, man.
If they do something, anything respectable, Max Crosby's in the conversation for Defense Player of the Year. He's the only way they do it. I think Antonio Pierce is one of the coaches that can get a team to run through a wall for him, and I already heard some of the players say that basically. Yeah. So. Max Crosby is a guy that responds to that. There's a chance this defense is suddenly decent. I don't think it's going to happen. There's no chance that the offense is good. It's not going to happen. Not with Aiden O'Connell, not with Jimmy G, not with anybody that's in free agency right now. You see guys like Carson Wentz getting off the market. It means there's nothing else out there. So
Matt Ryan's out there.
That offense is just not going to be good.
Yeah, man.
Johnny Football. Imagine they signed Johnny.
Yo, Manziel. I would be so that'd here be, for it, bro.
He'd be in Vegas like, yeah.
Bro, I'm going to a game. I'm getting the jersey. Yo, don't let Johnny Manziel. He's never coming back. Yeah. But don't let him come back to the NFL. Because it'll be
not
crazy.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, no, especially not there. Not in Vegas, bro. Yeah, I don't even think he makes it to his first game. Like, I think he tries, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So Josh Dobbs, he gets a big victory for the Vikings. Wow. You could have seen this coming, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
Because
this is one of the most incredible individual performances of the season.
He didn't even start the game. And he didn't even start the game.
He didn't know.
He didn't even know the playbook. He admitted
that.
He
didn't know the names of the players in the huddle.
He didn't take a single first team rep.
Not a scout team
rep. I don't even think he did that.
Yeah.
And not to take away from Josh Dobbs.
I mean, foul.
We keep talking about it. Yeah. Arthur Smith is awful at his job. He sucks.
I'm shy
Atlanta,
still has job.
Atlanta needs to fire him. Like I've been said from the I said this in like the first podcast. Yeah. Like I said they need a tank for Caleb Williams and fire Arthur Smith. Now they need to fire Arthur Smith and draft Shedeur Sanders. Because Deion played at Atlanta.
Yeah.
And his son should play for Atlanta. And they'll have a high pick. So he'll be the only person they could get. But I'm just saying, they need another quarterback. Right. They need to trade for Justin Fields because he's from Georgia. Or get Kyler. Or get Jacoby Brissett if you want to be cheap. Or get Shedeur. That's what I think. But yeah, Tyler Taylor Heineke, he stinks. Desmond Ridder, he stinks. Arthur Smith, he stinks. And I bet Kyle Pitts, anytime touchdown, we're fucking doing screens for Jonnu Smith. You fucking serious? Like, are we actually serious, bro? We're giving the ball to Jonnu Smith when Kyle Pitts is a top, like, all right. So that's all I have.
I mean, I think if the Falcons come back in with the same team next year, we'll be looking at them like we saw the Raiders this year.
Yeah.
Why do you still have the same coach?
Yeah.
Honestly, why do you have still the same GM? Because putting Bijan and Allgaier together seems like...
Algier.
It seems like it was great. A great idea.
Nah, I don't think it's the GM. Nah, the GM's doing good.
I mean, I don't know.
I have a hard time saying that.
Yeah.
Like, how can you? They have the roster's full of talent. It's all coaching.
I have a hard time saying that because of the quarterback position alone. You can't go into that.
You can't look at Desmond Ridder and be like, that's our guy.
No, you can. You have to. Because you drafted him.
But that's what you drafted
him. You have to see what you have from him. If you stink, you stink. So you have a low pick.
Like you said it right there. You drafted him.
Right. But he wasn't a high draft pick. It was day two, day three.
So that's the thing. You spend a day two, day three pick on him. You started him for a few games at the end of last year.
Right.
You didn't see anything.
You won a game or two.
Yeah, but not because of him. He had like a touchdown pass.
Also,
through three games, he had a touchdown pass.
Also, they also did want Deshaun. They did want Deshaun. And
Understood. But you can't go in thinking that's your guy and not prepare
Sam Howell for all that.
And if you have Taylor Heineke, who is clearly a better talent, you saw what he did with Washington. He is night and day better than Desmond Ridder. I don't think there's any question. And I'm not saying Taylor Heineke's good. I'm not saying he's somebody
that's
that,
coaching decision. That's a coaching decision. Playing who over who is a coaching decision. The GM has the GM has one of the best corners in the game. Jeff Okuda is playing well. You have a defensive front that's pretty well. You got Jesse Bates. You have Kyle Pitts. You have Drake London. You have Bijan Robinson. You have talent on the team. The GM's doing okay. You need coaching. You need offensive coordinating and defensive coordinating changes. That's all it is. Because like the Browns defense sucked last year. We hired Jim Schwartz, best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's all who's implementing the system and who's in the system.
I'm not saying GM needs to go, but I think he's on a tight leash. I think he's got one shot at a new head coach.
No, this is a big offseason. If you don't trade, if you go
if you
in with...
If you go in with, like, if you still have Desmond Ridder going you're hanging on to him the way the Jets are hanging on to Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And, I mean, I get it. It's a completely different situation. Because I guess you can defend the Jets keeping Zach Wilson.
Yeah, you can. You can.
But, like, that's completely undefendable. Yeah. Like, if you go into next year without a head coaching change or without a quarterback change,
yeah,
I don't know what you... Like,
yeah, I'm with
you. Went in last year with Marcus Mariota, too. Yeah. So, like, I mean, like...
Wouldn't even be mad if they changed quarterback change. If they changed the quarterback and keep Arthur Smith, I wouldn't be that mad. Like, he needs to go.
I would, because, like, just the complete misuse of Kyle Pitts, I mean, alone is...
And Bijan too.
Like everyone could sit here and look at Kyle Pitts and say he should be a generational tight end.
He should be a top. He should be the fourth best tight end in football, fifth or sixth. That's the thing. Sam LaPorta looks better than Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, but Kyle Pitts. I like Sam LaPorta though. Like
I'm saying to put Kyle Pitts on the Bills or anything like that. Like,
I would say this: if Eric Bieniemy went to Atlanta instead of Washington. Yes. Then we're looking at a completely different
team. Well, no, that's different because Arthur Smith still would have been play calling. Eric B calls plays at Washington. Yeah. So it's
if he went and called plays, that's the obviously caveat.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. If he went there and called plays, yes, it would be completely different.
Like I don't get it. Arthur Smith can't have a job there next year. He shouldn't have a job there next week, let alone next year. I'm calling right now. He loses to the 1-8 Cardinals. He's got to go.
Kyler
or not, he's got to go. That's it.
Yo, the Cardinals win this week. That'd mean that you would lose to a quarterback that got picked up on Wednesday and cooked your defense.
Let's go 1 week back from that too. Will Levis in his first career start, four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Next week, Josh Dobbs, who didn't take a rep with this team yet.
You couldn't stop him. What?
Right.
And on the other side of the ball, this is the thing. This is putting your terrible coaching on display against Kevin O'Connell, who's questionable this year somewhat. I love Kevin O'Connell. Don't get me wrong. But has been kind of questionable. Has made some mistakes. Goes in and just crushes you. Yeah. He outcoaches laps around you.
Yeah, he did. And Vrabel did. And if Gannon does that with Kyler Murray limping around, that's bad.
Yeah. So
that's bad.
But just real quick to revisit how we even got here in the first place. Kevin O'Connell literally walking through the cadences with the quarterback in the line before he goes into the game.
Telling Dobbs, hey, this guy's running a post, this guy's running a hitch on the right. You're looking at the safety for this amount of time, but your reads are to the left. Right before the snap.
You only have so many seconds to even talk that. So the rest of the time he's talking to the players through that. It's just coordinating all that. But ultimately, Josh Dobbs' ability to take all that in and make the right plays.
Yeah, Shout out to Dobbs, man. I mean, I think, of course, it's incredible what he did. I mean, I was counting him out for sure. Like, I didn't, especially in the scenario that he didn't get no reps in, didn't really know what the fuck.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's going on? He just went in there and just threw the ball and got in a very impressive 4th-and-7 first down conversion that got them in position to be able to even get the game-winning touchdown.
Right.
It's impressive. I mean, this guy was the guy that beat the Cowboys and went on a fucking a meme run, like a meme brigade, just going around the stadium, like pointing out that they don't have his jersey, making them get the jersey in stock, still gets traded. it's great.
Yeah.
It's great TV. I love
jerseys are still in stock there, I bet. But
hey, man, it seems like a good souvenir to have for absolutely. $12 now.
For sure.
But so one thing before we move on from Week 9, so the Bengals, they beat the Bills, and the Chiefs beat the Dolphins. So out of those two games, what's your biggest takeaway? Just one takeaway from both of those games together. Because that's
four. I have two takeaways, but quick.
Four of our top seven teams in the league, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bills stink. Bad, bro. They're really bad. I hate how the NFL just keep putting teams on prime time when they just stink.
Hold on.
We're watching the Broncos this week and
next week. We're watching the Panthers. But we're watching the Broncos and the Bills.
Well, we're watching the Panthers and the Bears.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, Broncos and the Bills. At least the Broncos showed some type of light before the bye, but Bills stink. The Ken Dorsey needs to go. They're probably going to get a new OC. And the Dolphins, they just don't got it. Like, they don't have a good win. They don't have a good win this season. And
I'm fine. So my I think my biggest takeaway is that I think for the Dolphins, I think the biggest thing y'all got to do is just focus on your health and just get into the playoffs.
But also just win the division, because at least you have a home game, which gives you a chance. If you lose the division and you're in a away game and it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be Jacksonville might be warm, but it's Baltimore, Cincinnati, maybe Cleveland, fucking the Chiefs. Like, that's cold weather. You don't want to be in there. You don't want
to
be in
there. Real quick, just to defend the Dolphins a tiny bit on that. We're 3-0 at home.
Right.
And we're 1-3 on the road. Right. We beat the Chargers and then faced three Super Bowl candidates. And I know the Bills aren't playing their best right now by any means.
No, they're not Super Bowl candidates, but whatever. That's their divisional game.
They're not out of it. But it's a divisional game in Buffalo.
I think when the Bills beat the Dolphins, we were definitely sitting here like, oh shit. You know,
that was an oh shit moment for two Bills. In both directions. It's wow, the Dolphins might not be that good, and wow, the Bills look absolutely incredible.
I don't think either
of those things are true. But it's hard not to think that when they were absolutely mollybopping right there. So the Eagles game that they lost, I think the penalties crippled us, and ultimately it wasn't as bad of a loss as the score dictated.
No, it wasn't.
We lost by 14. It didn't look that bad.
Right.
Last week. And against the Chiefs, that Tyreek Hill fumble was a backbreaker. We were going to go into halftime at least being 14-3, if not 14-7.
Right.
If we go in halftime 14-7, we shut him out in the second half like we did, that's a different outcome.
Right.
Truly a whole different outcome. Not even just maybe we had a chance, but we would have won the game if everything else stayed consistent, which I'm not saying would have. Patrick Mahomes gets the ball, has a chance to go down for a game-winning drive.
Right.
Of course, that's possible too. Mm-hmm. So I don't like how that play got called by the refs. I think we got a question with forward progress.
I'm with you on that. I don't think it was a completed pass, but I'm with you on that.
If it's not forward progress being stopped, then I don't think it can be ruled a catch at all. If you're saying it's two bang bang and he dropped it, but that's good. I'm not bitching about refs 2 out of 3 weeks, so that's fine. I'm going to let that go. But either way, I think we showed ourselves that we can, on defense,
defensively, you guys look okay in those big games besides that Buffalo game. But
No, we gave up 31 to the Eagles, though.
It
didn't look great.
They just ran.
With the Bills, I think, like, the league, I don't want to say the league is in bad hands, but I think we have a lot of bad teams. And if the team's not bad, it's either a team with a lot of talent but very dysfunctional, or we just have teams like the Steelers that shouldn't be as good as they are, but because the league is so bad, they look fucking great.
I would say that.
So, like, when it comes to the Bills, like, should they be better? Of course they should be better. Do they stink? I don't necessarily think they stink.
There's a middle ground.
Right.
It's
kind of like the same point as, like, why the Chargers paid Herbert. Well, it's like, you know.
What else?
Would rather have Herbert than, like, 15 of these other teams.
No, but, like, here's the thing. What do the Bills do good, though?
They exist.
Josh Allen.
They survive.
No, but what do, like, he's not even playing good, though.
Yeah.
Like, what does, like, they don't do anything good. They don't do anything good.
Josh Allen is,
like, the Chargers at least, like, have an okay passing game, and that defensive front's good. Like,
Josh Allen's second in the league in completion percentage right now.
I'm talking.
And him with Kincaid has been lights out.
They've been good. No, that's good. Yeah.
And that's new. That's new.
But they can't run the football.
They can't.
They can't stop the run. They can't defend the pass. They are inconsistent in the pass.
They don't try to run the football either. And that's now they're also not running with Josh Allen really either. So that's where this offense has been great in the past, and suddenly it's not happening.
I thought James Cook was gonna be a lot better.
I thought so too.
They can't run the football
efficiently.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's weird is he actually has had in the past 4 weeks, he had 14 rushes, 13 rushes, 14 rushes, only 6 against the Bengals. So you go up against teams that you can beat, and you run the ball against the Bengals. You just don't try. And he averaged 5 yards, 4.3, 4.8, and 3.3. So it's not like all of a sudden there was nothing there against the Bengals. They just abandoned the run. And that's a Ken Dorsey problem.
That is a Ken Dorsey problem, 1,000%. And sadly, McDermott's probably going to be out after the season, too.
I don't think so.
I mean, if they don't make the playoffs?
But I mean,
they'll make the playoffs.
If they don't. No matter what, if they lose, you're going to get another fucking image of Stephon Diggs.
Right, that's what I'm saying, too.
That I could see happen. They might lose Stephon Diggs. They're not losing.
I don't know if I would choose. I don't know if I would choose Taylor over. No. Over Stephon Diggs, no.
Who?
Taylor? Who's their fucking head coach's name?
Oh,
Sean McDermott. Whoever the fuck that they have. I don't think that they're picking him over Stephon Diggs. No way.
I think that's a huge mistake. I think Sean McDermott's a very good head coach. I don't think Stephon Diggs is.
But is it? He might be a good coach, but is it working? It's not. So you might have to move. You might have to move on.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Defense is still like not. It's mediocre. Granted, they have injuries. I get it.
I think the window's closing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The window's closing. So
yeah.
Why do another year with the
same? But I think you run it back with almost the same unit. You try and fill a couple of the holes.
Different OC, and they have a chance.
No, if Diggs is gone, I don't think they got a chance. I mean, at the very Diggs opens it up.
That's what I'm saying. If he opens up the field, he
shows up for your big games.
Yeah,
he's the guy. He's a guy. Yeah,
he's their most consistent player.
And we say it now. Like it would be a scary sight if Josh Allen didn't have Stephon Diggs the last 2 years. I don't know where Josh Allen would be right now. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Like he's their most consistent player.
He was garbage before Diggs showed up. I just want to remind everybody.
Cool.
Legitimate garbage.
And he still is good. He's good. He has talent, bro. He has talent. But his decision making in big moments, bro. Like the only game where I was like, oh wow, Josh Allen's dead ass killing. Like killing dudes right now was the Chiefs game. But take that game out. When's the last time like in a big game like Josh Allen was like, wow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because last year was so up for grabs.
Even this year, the Giants Bills game, he didn't play well. The Bucks Bills game was still a close game.
Yeah.
He lost to Zach Wilson. That's how I feel about the Bills.
Prop bet for you though. Lock in Josh Allen over 0.5 interceptions because he's always good for one. He's only got 2 games on the season without an interception. He's got 1 game with 3 interceptions. Everything else, 1 interception. So go ahead and lock that in.
So moving on to some week 10. You're the only one out of our teams that's playing this week.
Yeah, man.
And it happens to be one of the biggest games of the week. Browns-Ravens.
The biggest. It's the biggest game of the week.
I would say this. This is our Super Bowl. This is Baltimore. This is not Baltimore's Super Bowl. So we have to take advantage of that we want it more.
Yeah.
Because we need this. It means a lot to our organization to win this. Now, the spread's -6. I love LeBron's +6. I do love that.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
I don't see a world
where I feel like if the Browns lose, it'll be by a field goal. Right. I think the Browns' defense is going to raise hell.
And that's the thing. I think defensively, this is going to be a big statement from defensively, but I'm intrigued to see if Stefanski's going to run the football on first down, run the football on second down, and fucking throw it on third and fourth. You know what I'm saying? I'm intrigued to see how we are. This is Deshaun Watson's $130 million guaranteed. You need to be aggressive. You need to, you know, I forgot
had a good game last week, which was nice
to see. The last 2 games that he finished and started with, I think he's had like 540 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, zero interceptions with 115 passer rating. Like, he played really well, right? I think someone said this though, I forgot who, but he said on great defenses, you got to say the hell with that. We're going to attack them. The best way to beat a great defense is attacking them down the field or however, right? You can't be afraid of that shit. So I'm excited for the game. I'm very nervous for the game. But you know, cause I take a lot of flack. Like I take a lot of heat.
You do.
For being a Browns fan because of Deshaun alone.
You absolutely
do. And I don't mind. And hey, I totally get it. But this is a game for not only for the Browns, but for me to tell everyone to suck it, and that this is one of the best teams in the AFC, and that you know the Browns are a legit team. So that's how I feel about that.
I really think whoever wins this game
wins the division. That's how I feel.
I agree. I think not only wins the division, but has a real shot at number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, that's true too.
So I think this game is of the utmost importance for a few different things. For the Browns to have that chance at not just the division, but also the one seed.
Right.
And realistically, like, you get that wild card, it's going to be top wild card spot in all likelihood. And I don't know. It's tough. But probably the top wild card spot.
Yeah.
And then you're automatically in the second round of playoffs, which is nice. But I don't know, man. It's exciting to have that chance at the one seed overall.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
I think on the flip side, Lamar has a chance to cement his actual MVP run.
He does.
Yeah.
If also the Baltimore defense has a chance to be like, hey, we're the best defense in the league. I feel like the defense is correct. Who's the best defense in the NFL?
It's gonna be a sweaty game.
I'm already sweating.
Tense. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I'm nervous as fuck. Bro. I'm so nervous.
I think 17 sweating points. On Monday.
Literally, as soon as we beat the Cardinals, I'm like, fuck.
The Ravens are next.
If either team gets 17 points, I almost guarantee they win.
Yeah, right. And I think with the Browns, you know, it's kind of a must win because you win this. I mean,
it is this is a Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl. Yeah,
the Browns win, they're made. If they don't win it, it's looking a little.
And it depends how we lose. If we lose 27-24 by fucking Justin Tucker field goal,
or if it's like something that the Ravens have been doing to some of these teams lately. But that's what I'm saying. If it's some
30-13 shit,
there is bouncing back from a close one here.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a moral victory. Bullshit.
Right.
A moral victory here, you can ride on that coattail.
I can lose by a field goal.
I'm fine with 20-27, and I'm fine with that. Right. But
it's got to be within the score. Though, I'm not fine with 20-27 after you just made me lock that plus six.
I'm fine with 21-25.
21-27. I'll take a push. I'm fine with a push.
So, we also got another game that has a lot of intensity to it, the 49ers and Jaguars.
Yeah.
Now, this is another game where, okay, so for the Jaguars, this isn't their Super Bowl. I think, you know, they have a very good record. I think the rest of their season's made pretty well for them. I think, you know, they're going to get in with some kind of home field advantage. The 49ers, on the other hand, after losing three games in a row, you're coming out of a bye week.
Yeah, this game.
This is a must win for San Francisco.
That's more of a must win for them than for us.
They're going to be playing with their heads on fire because, like, you lose this game.
Yeah,
I know you lose this game, and just damn, is that one of the powerhouses in the NFL now gone? Because, like, I think for the 49ers, after seeing everything play out this year, you got to get into the playoffs with some kind of home field advantage. Like, you have to be the second or third seed. You can't go in there as a bottom seed. You just can't. I don't trust Brock Purdy in some other crazy-ass stadium. I just don't and can't. The defense is pretty sus this year as well. But if they can win this, you know, get back on track. 49ers need this first, second, or third. I don't think they get first now. I think the Eagles aren't going to win lose more than three games. But
here's the thing. As much as I want to say this game's super important, it's kind of not. Like, if you look at San Francisco, they're tied right now for the division lead after a three-game losing streak. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
Right.
But beyond that,
I mean, they also after the
Jaguars, they get Bucks, then they face the Seahawks. Two out of the next four games. So they have a chance to, no matter what they do here, they can take the division lead by beating the Seahawks twice.
Yeah.
And they're probably not going to give it back after that.
Yeah.
So in addition, Brock Purdy's playing terrible football. So is Trevor Lawrence. So,
Trevor Lawrence is doing what he has.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Awful.
Purdy's playing awful. Lawrence isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Jags could be playing better.
So,
I think this is going to be a low-key ugly game. I don't think it's going to be fun football to watch.
I think I'm opposite on that. But
compared to how many incredible players are on that field, this is some of the most talent we're going to see accumulated on one football field in the whole week for sure. But really, one of the better matchups of the season in theory. If this was a week 16, 17, 18 matchup and they were both playing for something, of course, I love this. I think these are two teams that are going to figure it out by the end of the year. But the fact that it's week 10 and while they're both in a lull, I'm not excited. I think it's going to be a dud.
All right, I get it.
That would be a good call.
I get it.
So the Texans and Bengals, that's another little exciting game. CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow. I got the Bengals taking this one, but the Texans, man, they're
scrappy. I wouldn't be shocked. It, man. And yeah. Listen, Joe Burrow has not, first off, looking like T. Higgins is not going to play.
Really?
Yep. So that's a new thing. He popped up on an injury report, apparently hurt the hamstring in practice.
Yeah, yesterday.
Jamar Chase also on the injury report, but he's fine. He very much should be playing.
Joe Burrow over on yards.
Joe Burrow finally coming off of back to back good games for the first time all season.
Yes.
So this is it. Like,
he looked good.
He did look good. I'll say it. He looked good.
Looking good at the right time, too, because with all these other teams sputtering and not looking the best, I think the Bengals can rise to the occasion. They'll get into a good spot.
So if Joe Burrow can string together three consecutive games, I'll say he's actually back, right? Yeah. But and he should here. Houston Texans, they're coming. They're not really here yet, I don't think. So they're also, the Bengals' defense is the real deal. They're shutting people down right now. So I don't think they should have a problem after shutting down San Francisco, then Buffalo, then the Texans. Like, should be able to shut these guys down.
Now, while you say the Texans aren't here right now, I mean, for me, it's hard to say because C.J. Stroud just had a 470-yard game.
He did. The week before, he lost to the Panthers.
No, yeah, and that's definitely fair. That a lot. I think, like, the pressure games like this one, they'll lose because obviously now we're expecting C.J. Stroud to follow up his performance, and it's the Bengals. That's why I kind of expect them to lose. But moving forward, you know, they still got, you know, divisional games to play. I think D'Amico Ryans is a defensive-minded coach, and he's going to lock in with the defense, which is all I think that they need.
Right.
They just need him to lock in on defense, and their offense can literally take care of the rest. I wouldn't be shocked if they sneak into a wild card. I mean, the Bills aren't in a wild card spot right now. I think they're just out, and though that's the only team that I can see sliding in. If there's maybe an injury above the Texans or, you know, the Bills don't come to lay, they can pass the Steelers easily.
Right.
I don't see the Steelers being this good the rest of the
year. Yeah, I have the Texans as one of the teams that could potentially sneak in there as well, so I'm with you on that.
I've been saying it all year that the AFC playoff picture is wide open, and I don't think it really isn't anymore. I think we got it. I think it's an 8-team race now for these playoff positions. Is Kansas City, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Miami, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo. I think seven of those teams are going to make it.
Can we go on to the next topic?
Yeah, well, real quick before we do, we want to say we're very happy to see the Jets and Raiders. That's our official meme bowl where we're getting it. I mean, I know the Jets and Broncos was, I think, our first meme bowl this year, but now we get Jets Raiders. The two teams that we talk about a lot when we shouldn't, and I think it's just great for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it, you know, Zach Wilson versus Aiden O'Connell, week 10. Big football game, I guess, for both teams, too.
No, it is.
Because the Raiders, if they want to keep up this momentum and stay in it, they need to win this. And the Jets, they just need to get this baton to Aaron Rodgers, because that's literally the only hope they have this season. I like what Zach Wilson's doing. I like that he's kept them alive. I like he's doing just enough to get by, but it's obviously not a winning team unless Aaron Rodgers is healthy there. So, big game, I guess, you know.
I like Lions-Chargers. Lions-Chargers, the big game. And Saints-Vikings is underratedly a big game.
I'm kind of over the Chargers, man.
I'll also say, just from like a fantasy and an offensive production standpoint, Seattle versus the Commanders, I think, is going to be a shootout. I think that's going to be this week's Bucks versus Texans.
That's the thing. Every time I've expected the Commanders to be a part of a shootout, they put up like 3 points.
Yeah.
That's been such...
And the game is in Seattle, too.
They haven't gotten to play Seattle yet.
All right.
And Seattle's going to go off without Montez Sweat and Chase Young on the field. Like,
oh, yeah. It's absolutely.
I think Commanders are going to be in shootouts the rest of the way. I think Geno Smith's a sleeper quarterback play this week.
Ken Walker will come back to life.
This is definitely an opportunity for that. So, yeah, I like that game for the over. But just back to Jets Raiders super fast. I think, like I said earlier in the episode, Antonio Pierce gets his guys to want to run through a wall for him. Sure. They want to give him every chance to actually lead this team in the future.
Right.
They got to win football for that. So Raiders going to be motivated. I think Jets come out on top here, though. I think Jets are just going to find a way.
So to make this next segment quick, what team not in the playoffs do you think will go on a huge run to make the playoffs? I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I loved what I saw from Baker Mayfield. And, you know, for a Week 9 game, he was tailing off a little bit throughout the season. Now he seems like he has a lot of fire and he has a lot left to give to the National Football League. I think, you know, with the Saints and the Falcons being the teams above him, the Saints haven't been playing their best football. They're winning, but they haven't been playing their best football. I think the Buccaneers can sneak in. But also, it's like I said, we're getting to a point here with the NFC where the last team in right now is the Vikings. Like, go look up the standings real quick.
Yeah.
The last team is the Vikings, and the teams behind them are Washington, Atlanta, Green Bay, the Rams. But you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think the Vikings are going to keep that spot all the way through. We might actually see two teams from that division get in, which is crazy.
It's wild. If that happens,
absolutely it's nuts. So that's my team.
For the AFC, I have the Raiders / Broncos / Texans.
Good talk.
One team, Dom has three.
I just think the Texans, I think they lose this week, but if they stay hot after this, they can make some momentum. If the Broncos beat the Bills, which I almost picked as one of my teams, I really almost picked the Broncos to really beat the Bills. I still think they do it, just didn't do that as well.
I think what they needed is they needed to go under radar, and that's exactly what they've done. They've gone. No one really cares about the Broncos
that's
anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's
no one's
saying.
Shitting on them
they
anymore.
They beat the Bills, they're not on the radar anymore, though.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Right. Pressure's right. Back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Russell Wilson's kissing babies again.
Right. And then the Raiders, bro, I think I'm riding that Raider life, dude. I'm riding that Raider
I like it, bro, but don't come on over. I was on this train last year, bro.
I got you.
Heartbroken pretty bad by Baker Mayfield and that random ass win he had
in
the Rams.
NFC, I had the Bucks and the Vikings, too. I think Josh cool. Dobbs can win them some games.
Except the Vikings are in the playoffs right now, so.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. But yeah, besides that.
At the same time, I'll give you the
but
Vikings.
But it's yeah. A good, yeah, it's still
after
good.
Losing Kirk, I'll give you that as a pick.
Thank you.
For me, I'm going to take the cheap way out here. I'm going to say Buffalo Bills. I don't think anybody else has a shot here. So if nobody else is going to do it, I'll take the Bills.
Yeah.
I think they're locked. I think ultimately it's going to be one of the AFC North that has to fall out. I think the division cannibalizes itself and Buffalo's going to win enough to get in. Yeah. So they have an easier schedule. I'm pretty sure the rest of the way out. Than like the cumulative average of those teams.
Right.
I don't think Baltimore's missing out, so I think it comes down to either Bengals or Browns. I don't know who it's going to be, but yeah, I think they're going to replace one of them.
I don't know.
The Steelers are in it? Then?
Yeah, they're the best wild.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. Oh. Never mind. Scratch that. Steelers are way the hell out of here. They're going to finish 9-8. And that's not going to cut it.
Okay. I mean, I don't think...
Somehow I didn't look that far up. Somehow they're the top rank out of those.
I don't think it's as locked up as you think. Because I think a lot of teams in the AFC, I mean, again, we can't sit here and say an injury is going to happen. But there's a lot of teams here where if they do get one fatal injury, they're out of it.
Yeah. If Mahomes goes down, this Chiefs
team is
not good
enough. That's what I'm saying. Like, Mahomes...
We look at the old, like, Chad Henne... you know, in for a drive, whatever. Like
that's right. What they gotta call
God
they
forbid.
Had enough talent where even Chad Henne could figure something out and they're still gonna coast.
God forbid, fine. You know, Tua goes down.
Tua, absolutely.
Maybe an important injury on the Browns defense.
We already had
injuries. But I'm saying, like,
we're good off that.
Yeah.
I think we're good off the injuries. We lost our left tackle.
Obviously, Sean's the only thing, though. Like, you guys can't win as much as you need to. Without
the if Joe Burrow, you know, if he's to get injured again, like, that's what I'm saying. We saw it last year. The Titans... They lost. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, I'm horrible with names.
They lost Tannehill. Tannehill.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, Tannehill wasn't important, but Derrick Henry.
No, they
was
were
important.
Hot, and then they started losing.
Right, they were hot. Literally every game for the rest of the year, and they didn't make it. So I don't want to say it's that locked in, and especially because you still got, you know, we don't like the Chargers, but they're still one game out. They can put something together. The Jets, they're one game out. Aaron Rodgers can come back and get them to where they need to be. Texans, one game out. They could win this game, and wow, like they're right there.
Yeah. And but Bills are only half game out.
So. Colts and Raiders are a game out. Fuck it, you know.
Some of the Colts.
Minshew could go on the biggest tear of his career, and they could get in.
I'll say it right now: if I'm forced to not take the easy way out, I like Colts. Yeah. I think the Colts are rounding out.
Fuck it.
I think they've actually got an okay defense. Jonathan Taylor alone, if he gets on, the Colts can be basically unstoppable.
We're going to do Would You Rather, but for Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah, get that short.
You know, first off, I want to say I love his vulnerability.
I like his
vulnerability. I mean, I think it's a little weak, you know, just going and crying in your mama's arms, you know, on national TV. I think he could have not done it on national TV, avoid all the memes and all that. But I like that he's passionate, and I think one of these teams need a passionate quarterback.
I think he needs to show that passion when he's on the field instead of off of it.
So what happened when Kevin Durant lost in the finals? He was crying to his mother after that.
He got flamed.
Yeah, but he shouldn't, though.
But he got flamed.
He didn't get flamed.
That was a very viral picture.
Okay, but listen. Anybody who, he's soft because he was crying after he lost the... Bro, like, he's having a tough time, bro.
I'm not calling
him
soft. Yeah,
he
does have a lot of media pressure for a young...
Bro, yeah, mad man. Pressure. Yeah. He's in
it's like, unfair for
he
his age.
That's what I'm saying, and it's like, bro, he wants to win, bro. That's the only thing. He wants to win and be great. He wanted to have back-to-back Heisman. He knows that they're probably not, potentially, they're going to get a bowl game, but they're not in the playoffs no more. They're Heisman out the way. Pac-12 championship, hell no. Like, he's probably been so tight. He probably, like, he was crying. He was like, fuck, bro. Like, I've been trying so hard to be great and to win, and, like, it's not enough. And it's really not all his fault. That USC defense is worse terrible. Than LaSalle football defense. Like, it is awful. It is completely trash.
The high school or the college?
Both. Both of them probably would have a better chance than the USC defense.
Fair enough.
So, Caleb, bro, keep being you, brother. And I'm rocking with you, gang. Pause. And, you know, you're probably going to go number one or number two. And hopefully it's not the Giants and be successful.
Yeah. I mean, I still think he can do things in New York. Yeah. I like their coaching. I mean, like, the coaching, like they put together a good season last year.
He's the number two quarterback in the world. He's got to be able to do something.
There's no weapons there, bro. There's no weapons.
I hear you. But if you get Caleb Williams and you're telling me he's the number two quarterback in the world, that's a destination for a wide receiver.
For sure. I'm with you on that. No, I'm with you on
they
that.
They can get weapons.
And Stephon Diggs wants to go over there with Daboll and Caleb Williams, Darren Waller, Saquon. But here's the thing, the O-line still
sticks. Saquon probably won't be there next year, though.
So, but that's the thing. You get Caleb this year, and if the O-line's that bad, they're not going to win games. Saquon
will not be there next year.
If I'm him, I'm packing my bags week 17, not even week 18. When week 17 is done, I have my bags.
Hopefully he doesn't go to Baltimore, but like, a team that would need... A team that would need a running back.
Yeah, definitely off track. But to the would you rather, we'll start off with something easy.
Okay.
Because, you know, we got to start off with something easy.
Yeah.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'm taking Caleb over Derek Carr.
I'm taking Caleb Williams.
I'm taking Caleb Williams. Yeah, especially if it's on that Saints team. That would be nuts. Yeah, that'd be a video game team.
My Lord.
That'd be a video game team. Yeah. All right. Tua.
I'm taking Tua. 100%. 10 times out of 10.
10 times out of 10 is wild.
No, I think I'd say 8 times out of 10.
I'll give you 6 times out of 10. Those other 2 times
where we're talking about what, like, Dom made a good point, what this would add to the offense, like a running game from your
dual threat quarterback. Bro.
But at the same time, I don't think they need that because they seem like they know what they're doing with the running corps.
This is a fast punch offense. The ball's out in 28
seconds. Are we not going to discuss how Tua, like, blatantly blew that game or no?
Oh, listen, terrible, terrible fumble.
The deep ball he missed on Cedric Wilson.
That was not him. That was a miscommunication.
That's on somebody.
It's on Cedric Wilson. And they're not saying, like, they don't. Cedric Wilson came to the podium damn near in tears because he knows he messed that up. That's not on Tua.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
All right, but yeah, I'll go still. Caleb Williams. Yep. Wait, no, Tua, my bad.
All right, you guys go Tua. I'm going Caleb, but it's close stuff.
I think it's closer than at least Bill thinks.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
10 times out of 10, but it's close. Sure.
A good game managing Russell Wilson.
No.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, all right.
At this point in the career, absolutely Caleb Williams, no doubt. Peak Russell.
But I mean, Caleb Williams is gonna. It seems like he's gonna be kissing babies.
Maybe. I think
Sean Payton don't like.
I can see Caleb Williams being Russell Wilson. Essentially, I think he might be good for a Super Bowl. I think he's good for one Super Bowl. Okay. So I think peak Russell Wilson. It's close.
A good Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Comes back from
injury.
Oh, prime Aaron Rodgers.
Not prime.
Aaron Rodgers.
Now I'm saying Aaron Rodgers comes back now and does good.
Caleb Williams.
I don't know.
I think I
respect Aaron, bro.
Disrespect
Aaron. Like current Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, current Aaron Rodgers. You got a fact that he had a bad year last year, and then he tore his Achilles this year.
Current Aaron Rodgers is this. Okay.
He's solid.
He's a top five QB in my eyes.
What happened to top two?
I'm at the
top two is not better than top five?
I get what you're saying, but like. No, I'd rather Caleb Williams right now because of age and stuff like that, injuries or like that.
Correct. But, yeah, if we have any kind of longevity built into this, then yes. Like I don't think Aaron Rodgers would have a lot.
Because you're going.
I'm saying if an organization, they'll probably pick Caleb. But I'm saying he's a four-time MVP.
No, I mean I was gonna be the tiebreaker. I'm only indifferent because you got to see Aaron Rodgers play
again. Yeah.
Because again, he had a bad year last year, and now he tore his Achilles this year. I mean. Obviously, we expect Aaron. It's crazy shit. It's Jets shit. But Jared Goff. Shout out to Jared Goff. I gotta go Jared Goff, man. He's pretty established. Seems like he's a consistent 4,000 yards guy. I'm going with Jared Goff. Damn. Nah, come on, Bill. We didn't come this far.
I'll go Caleb.
We didn't
put Caleb on the Lions, dog. That's a different breed.
Yeah, it's a different breed right now, man. Jared Goff's doing his thing. Man.
Jared Goff's doing well.
He's doing great.
He's doing enough for that Lions team to be really revered. But
man,
he's a Pro Bowler.
Guys are letting me down, man. All right, Trevor Lawrence.
That's a tough one, man.
That's a tough one.
I think I go Trevor Lawrence only because it seems like his connection with Doug Peterson and what they've been able to accomplish so far in Jacksonville. Granted, you could say that Trevor Lawrence is having a bad year, but he's still the one. He's still QB1.
That's a tough one.
On a good football.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna just say that I can't take those things into account.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
What you said there, because I don't want to take the connection with the head coach because Caleb can't
be establishing. I like Trevor Lawrence because he's a proven winner.
Okay.
Proven winner. I will take the proven winner with at the very least, he has a good skill set. I think he still makes a lot of rookie mistakes and he's in year four. Or is he in year three?
Three.
He's in year three, still making a lot of rookie mistakes, but...
Yeah.
I still got to go Trevor Lawrence here.
I think the fact that Trevor Lawrence is still progressing into a better player for the most part, year in, year out, I'm going Trevor Lawrence here. It's close.
It is really close.
It's like 5 points.
I think Caleb, Williams' arms is stronger, though. That's one of the things with Caleb is that, he can really throw the football, very, very, very far.
From what I've seen, and here's the thing. I haven't seen much Caleb Williams until this year. But from what I've seen, I do feel Trevor Lawrence is the more accurate guy.
Okay.
I don't think Caleb Williams running is going to translate incredibly well into the NFL.
I think it will if he's put in the right situation. Yeah. If he's put on the Giants and they don't get weapons around him, I think it's going to be a disaster. But like, if he goes,
so to me,
maybe he goes to Arizona.
Ryan Dayball like him in Arizona. Maximize Josh Allen's rushing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. That's why I kind of like him on the Giants.
Yeah. No, but he would say with no weapons though. But if he's on
no weapons and you don't improve the O line, I mean, Derek Jones is like
on run the brink for his life.
Daniel Jones is on the brink of death. I mean, every fucking time he enters the field. And then Josh Allen. I'm going Caleb Williams.
I'm going Josh Allen.
I can't stand Josh Allen, the football player, because he has so much talent, and he just, like, I feel like he's not consistent with it. So I'm going Caleb.
I think he's cocky as hell. I think he's his own worst enemy. And
you for it?
No, that's true.
Oh. no, that's just the sound of Josh Allen that you hear.
Yeah, right?
Because
he disrespected. You fuck with Josh Allen because he disrespected your team, bro. And I respect that. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why the Lamar hate I never do. Because Lamar, he's in my division and he's a dog and I respect him and he does it to the Browns.
I've been on record saying that Josh Allen is not as good as everybody thinks he is though. Right. I'm still taking Josh Allen over.
Okay. We got a flag football draft. You get a quarterback, a running back, two wide receivers and a flex.
Yep.
You don't have to draft a quarterback first, you draft whoever you want first. But it has to be one quarterback, one running back, two wide receivers, one flex.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna randomize for who gets what pick.
Right, yeah, let's do it.
So. You got first, you got second, I got third.
All right, cool. So first, you know what, I'm going to have to be the homer. I'm going with Tyreek Hill as my wide receiver one.
Homer?
How's that a homer pick?
Well, because it's like it's what should be the number one.
That's not a home. That, I don't think you know what that word means, but we're going to keep going.
You know what that means. That's why you used the word.
Whatever. I'm going Tyreek Hill, number one. I think he's going to be undefeated in flag football. I mean, because you're gonna have to catch him like as soon as he catches the ball, or you're not going to catch him at all. That's just what it is. Especially if like it's non-tackle. Yeah. Come on. Are you really getting that flag?
I'm going to go with my first pick. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mahomes. All right.
I'm going to go Mahomes.
I respect
just
it.
Just be safe.
I'm going
to... You got two picks here.
So I got back-to-back. I'm going to take Justin Jefferson. It's my first wide receiver.
Okay.
I'm taking CMC. I think CMC, the most elusive back in the NFL. And Justin Jefferson is winning the year as number one wide receiver over Tyreek for a reason. I can't say doing it all again. Yeah. It would definitely happen like that, but I think it's at least close enough where I got no problem with starting my team.
Okay. I'm going to go Kamara, bro.
Whoa, all right.
Good back.
See that one coming.
It's a good back for this.
Especially for flag football. I like it. I got two picks in a row. I'm going Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
Now that's Homer.
Yeah. How do you not lead that with the Homer?
I got Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. I mean, I would love their chemistry on the team. A.J. Brown, you know, another person that he's just going to catch. I mean, I don't think he's necessarily going to have the advantage that Tyreek Hill does, but he's going to catch the ball, and Jalen Hurts has got the chemistry to throw him the ball.
Okay. So, I like that. I'm torn with this one. Really torn with this one.
You have nothing but receivers and a flex left. You got this.
Well, you know, we're not doing tight end.
That could be your
you can do you a tight end, but there's we're not blocking here.
Okay. So okay.
Feel free.
So two receivers and a flex, right?
Yeah.
But we don't have to take a tight end if you do. So it's up to you.
I'm not taking a tight end. At my flex, I shall be going Tay Adams, Devontae.
Okay. Why wouldn't that be your wide receiver one?
Yeah, that's just my receiver.
That's my wide receiver one.
All right, you get two picks, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going at wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase. I want somebody that can go up and get it.
Right.
I think that's a skill that he's going, like, when,
that's fair.
When the USA is up against, I don't know, Korea in flag football. I want to see Ja'Marr Chase just dunking on guys.
Right.
Definitely. So
I'm with you on that.
I think he's one of the best to go up and get it, guys. It's him.
Fair.
Honestly, it was him or one other guy, which I'm hoping somebody picks up. Just for that reason, I want you to think about dunking on Korea
when you draft your next wide receiver, because there's somebody else out there that's going to make one team better. I'm not taking another wide receiver at the flex. I'm taking Devon Achane.
That's good. He's fast.
If I can't have Tyreek Hill, I want the speed. I want Devon Achane on my team. It's crazy to take that somebody that unproven, but I trust it. I just need that speed. So, got the need for speed.
You're up.
I'm gonna go Hollywood Brown. I'm gonna go Marquise Brown for speed.
After all those drops, you trust them?
I'm doing Waddle
for a gold medal.
Are you doing Waddle?
I'm doing Waddle. I need speed on the team, yeah. And that's what I was looking at.
All right, so I got two picks to conclude my draft here. I think I'm going.
I have one more pick, right?
You got flex next.
Yeah, I'm going with Saquon Barkley.
I like that.
Just because I think his moves are great. I think he can avoid getting his flag taken.
He's an elusive guy with enough speed. I like that pick as well. I think all three of us are in very good shape at running back.
Yeah.
If I had to pick four running backs, those are the four I want off the board. So
this is a tough last pick because it's my flex. Want to go a tight end. But at the same time, I'm gonna go Stephon Diggs. That's where I'm going. So I got a core of Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, and Stephon Diggs. I'm happy with that.
I don't wanna be obvious guy. I don't wanna be that obvious guy, and I'm not. So I'm gonna go Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Bijan Robinson. I have
he was proven he could catch
Bijan,
the ball.
Bijan, Kamara, Pat, Devontae.
A lot of guys that can bust a move.
I hope you're using better than Arthur Smith. That's
yeah, definitely
saying.
Will. Definitely will, for sure.
All right.
So, wrap it up. I'm going Tua Tagovailoa as my quarterback. Best timing, accuracy-based quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
This is a pocket situation.
Pretty scary.
I think you throw it up. He can put it in the exact spot.
I don't think you can beat it. I think my team's undefeated.
That's fair. So to break it down, I got Jalen Hurts with Barkley in the backfield, throwing to Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, and Stephon Diggs. Dom has Patrick Mahomes with Kamara and Bijan Robinson in his backfield, throwing to Devontae Adams and Jalen Waddle. And Bill has Tua with CMC and Achan in his backfield, throwing to Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. I would love to see some of these teams face each other.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Tell us
who you think wins. We're gonna do more drafts just like this.
For sure.
Because it's been drafts have been God's gift to the podcast.
For sure.
So we're gonna stay on the train until the train derails.
You love them. We're gonna keep them coming.
Yes, sir. So why don't you hit us with some Bill's Block?
Please, sounds good. So Bill's Block this week. Just to say, we are still batting 1,000 on Bill's Block. So this is the train you want to get on. You want to make some money. This is where you're doing it lately.
This is the train you want to get on. Pause.
So this, here's the thing. I say that this is a tournament style lineup. So to win a tournament, you do have to be a little different. So I'll even tell you where you can be different in this lineup. So this is a very boom, stud and dud lineup. It's boom or bust. I trust it. I am definitely putting some serious money on this one. A quarterback going Sam Howell. Sam Howell has been reliable from a fantasy standpoint. And with that defense getting even worse at the trade deadline, they're going to have to continue to put up numbers. They can do it against Seattle. At running back, going Travis Etienne, who's been essentially the most reliable running back in football this year. Yeah. CMC is obviously doing incredible, but he's number two, and it's not particularly close after that. I got Joe Mixon as well up against the Houston Texans. Running backs can do well, and Joe Mixon will. At wide receiver, my number one is going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Chargers. Chargers can definitely let up against the wide receiver. I don't love that the Lions are on the road here because Jared Goff is not the same player on the road.
But is it a road game, though?
That's true.
They're at the Chargers.
When you're at SoFi, or when you're going against the Chargers, yeah, that's a good point. You do have a reasonable chance of that ending up being a home game. You might see the better Jared Goff. At wide receiver two, going Terry McLaurin. Again, stacking here with Sam Howell. And I'm following it up with also Jamison Crowder. I've got three Washington Commanders. I'm on the squad.
Yeah, this is very hitter.
But it is high value. Jameson Crowder over the last 2 weeks. Commanders have
a good game. This could be a big winner.
Right. Over the last 2 weeks, Jameson Crowder has 7 targets and 6 targets. Howell is looking his way now that he's actually getting on the field. It's inexcusable he wasn't on the field sooner because he is a great slot receiver. At tight end, going Dalton Schultz. I do want to get some of the action from that Houston-Cincinnati game. Cincinnati this year has given up more points to the tight end position than any other team in the league. And Stroud does love looking at Schultz.
I like that.
Again, just looking at targets. He had 11 last week. So please don't rule out Dalton Schultz. At the flex, going Jake Bobo from Seattle. Needs something on the other side here. This is the absolute punt play if you really have to look at it that way. He's been consistent aside from last week. You're catching him at a very good salary because he put up a goose egg against Baltimore. Baltimore is a really good defense. Seattle never stood a chance in that game, so you didn't see Bobo getting on the action. But in weeks prior, he had 9.6 and 14.1 points against the Browns and the Cardinals, respectively. So I like Bobo. That's something that if you want to mix it up, feel free. This is where you can differentiate a little bit. You can also do it. There are a couple other good tight end plays a little cheaper if you need a little bit more money to bump up from Bobo. And then at defense, I'm going Dallas Cowboys against Tommy DeVito and the New York Giants.
I love that.
Damn. Can't go wrong. Yes. So,
yeah. Luck, baby. Win us some money.
I love that.
Bill. All right, so real quick, best bet. I got Jared Goff over on yards. I think he'll show up against the Chargers. I mean, if he doesn't show up against the Chargers, I think we should be a little worried because that Chargers defense does give up a lot to the pass. I got the 49ers covering their currently -3 spread. I think this is a big game for the 49ers. I really can't envision them losing. If they do, you know, it's you'll see me on here. We'll be bitching about the 49ers next week. And then I got Ja'Marr Chase over on yards. I think, you know, Joe Burrow's going to have another good game. In all reality, this is a big game against the Texans. It's not going to be hyped up as such, but if the Texans win and the Bengals lose, you know, now the Texans are there and they can take the spot from the Bengals, which I think Ja'Marr Chase will have a big game because it's a big game.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm just doing teams and spreads.
All right, let's do it.
No yards or whatever. I got Jags money line.
Ooh, okay.
I got Jags all right. money line. I like the points there. I just think it's... I think if the game was in San Fran, I'm with you. But the game is in Jacksonville, so that's why I kind of like them. And they're both off the bye. I like the Steelers. The spread is -3. I like the Steelers -7. I don't think the game is close. Green Bay kind of stinks. And I also got the Cowboys -20. The spread's at 17.5. But I have them -20. Because I just think there's all no right. way they go That's win fair. In Dallas.
They get back to their bowl always.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Yeah. But yeah, I can see that happening.
-30, fuck it.
Get those alternate points in. So for mine, I've got hitting over-unders pretty hard here. Going Seattle and Washington over 44.5. Cleveland-Baltimore under 40.5. I think you got a battle of two really bad defenses. And then a battle of two really good defenses. Why not take advantage, especially when the lines are actually pretty close to each other? So I am actually buying a couple points just in case I bump the Cleveland-Baltimore up to 40.5. And then I am going to go with the Cardinals. I'm going with the 1-8 Cardinals to win against Arthur Smith's Atlanta Falcons.
I like that.
It's crazy that the Cardinals are like not favored, but it's still only +1.
The line's moving toward the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I saw it at -2 earlier.
Vegas knows something, man. They know what's up. I mean, well, the Falcons stink, but yeah.
Yeah, Vegas knows the Falcons stink. But yeah, so again, Seattle, Washington over 44.5. Cleveland, Baltimore by 2 points under 40.5. And then Cardinals money line.
Awesome. Good stuff all around. So to get us out of here, 5 wins and 5 touchdowns. The records are up above. I had a pretty good week again. I went 4-1. I've been doing really good on that aspect. So I'm 24-11 with 9 touchdowns. Records are above our heads, by the way. Dom is now 16-19, but with 16 touchdowns. And Bill is 23-12 with 13 touchdowns, which puts Bill in first place for this competition. So, Bill, why don't you lead us off? We're gonna give you the pressure this time.
All right, let's hear it.
To do the winners.
So five money line teams. I got Bucks over the Titans. I think Will Levis is just not gonna be able to do his thing against the Bucks. I've got Saints over the Vikings. I think Saints are hitting their stride. I don't think Josh Dobbs can really match up. I think now that you got a little tape of Josh Dobbs with that Vikings team, it's going to be a little easier to prepare. Yeah. And it's not Arthur Smith doing the preparing, so everybody wins. We got Cardinals over the Falcons, which I already told you in the best bet, but I'm certainly taking them in my money line segment as well. I've got the Lions over the Chargers. So I think Chargers are not as good as their record is, so we need some regression there. And the Lions are a very good team, so I don't think the odds are right there. I do like getting the bet in on Lions money line for sure. And then I got Jets over Raiders. I think this is a historic bet that I really like. The head coach that gets fired always wins the first game, almost always loses the second one. So I think the Raiders have to regress a little bit here. I think now you got a little tape on what Antonio Pierce and that offense likes to do and what the defense likes to do. Jets will figure it out. Jets have pretty good coaching and Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, they're separate things. They're not.
So you're not even confident in yourself on the team.
I'm confident in the Jets. I'm just saying they have good coaching and Nathaniel Hackett. Making sure that I say, when I say good coaching, he's not included. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I got the Jets. That wraps up money line.
I got the Ravens over the Browns. I think, unfortunately.
That spread, you can't even do that.
Minus 6.5, but we would agree that these two teams are closer than.
Yeah, but I thought it was I thought
it's minus 200.
Minus 200.
Oh, so I can't pick that? Yeah,
no, nope, nope. All right. We can give you four and come back after Dom, if you want.
No, yeah, I'm good.
Because I have my five right now.
I'll figure this out quick. Because there was just another game that I was nervous about that I didn't really want. But, okay. I will go. I'm going to go Raiders over the Jets, man. I think they got a lot of motivation. I think they'll do the smart thing and keep it on the ground. Zach Wilson is showing that he can't really blow out a team that he should blow out. And I think if this game is close, I think it'll go the Raiders' way. Just because I think they have more on the offense. And I think they'll put together at least two touchdowns, which I think might be enough to beat the Jets, which is crazy to say. I got the 49ers over the Jaguars. Like I said, a game I really can't picture them losing. If they lose, I will be amazed, and this will be an interesting episode. The one that I'm most nervous about, I got the Lions over the Chargers. The only reason I'm nervous is because it just feels like a game the Chargers will win just to stay afloat.
Yeah.
But in all reality, I think the Lions should win, so I'm going to go with them. Shout out to Jared Goff. I got the Buccaneers over the Titans. I don't think the Lions should be this close. I think the Buccaneers are revved up after last game, and I think it'll carry over and spill into this one. Whereas the Titans have really nothing much to look forward to the rest of this year. I don't think they're going to make a playoff. I think they're going to start to fall off here. And an interesting game, it might be a risk, but I'm taking the Patriots over the Colts. I mean, it's in Germany. Here's the reason. It's in Germany. It's not in America. Patriots can't embarrass themselves in Germany, I don't think. Also, I think every time that there's been a report this year that Bill Belichick is on his way out, he seems to win a game. And now there's reports surfacing again that Bill Belichick could be on his way out. So for the third time this year, I think they'll win based off of that.
All right. Yeah, I have the Jags money line. I have the Jags against the Niners, Cardinals versus against the Falcons. I do have the Lions as well over the Chargers. I do have the Raiders with you. And then
Raiders!
For my dub, man, I need my Browns, man. I got the Browns on here. And let's get this done.
It's unfortunate that I can't fucking pick the Ravens in that situation. But all right, give us some touchdowns.
So touchdowns. I got Mike Evans against the Titans. He's definitely going to get one there. DK Metcalf versus Washington. Again, that defensive line is just not good enough to get to Geno Smith, rather. So give him enough time. He's going to find Metcalf in the end zone. Terry McLaurin versus Seahawks, like I said, during Bill's block. Monner versus the Chargers, like I said, in Bill's block. Mixon versus the Houston Texans, like I said, in Bill's block.
He said in Bill's block, gang, gang. I got Mark Andrews. I think in big games, Lamar Jackson usually finds Mark Andrews. And I think with the Browns' defense, I think Lamar Jackson's going to be looking for his biggest target, which is Mark Andrews. I got Jameson Williams here for a touchdown. I think if there's any game where he gets back on his feet, I think it's going to be a game against the Chargers.
I agree with that.
And I think after a bye week, I think they should have been. Not, I don't know if they have been or not, but they should have been working on implementing him into this offseason.
That's a great call.
I got Tony Pollard, I think, against the...
Pollard,
I think, against the Giants. We need a blooper reel of just me mispronouncing names. In a game against the Giants, I think this will be a get-back game for him. I think they're going to force the ball to him because the one thing that the Cowboys need is his legs. And they're going to. I think it's going to be a game where he rushes a lot. And I think that'll end up in a touchdown. I got Davante Adams. I think if the Raiders do beat the Jets, it'll be a big touchdown to Davante Adams. And I got Etienne Jr.
As opposed to senior.
Yeah, as opposed to senior. I got him against the 49ers, bro. I think, like, the Jaguars, it's going to, like you said, it has the potential to be an ugly game.
Yeah.
If it's going to be an ugly game and the Jaguars do score a touchdown, it's going to be through his legs. I don't think it's going to be through the air.
Hey, yo, pause. His legs is crazy.
Take us home, Dom. Take us home, Dom.
I have Kareem Hunt, anytime touchdown. ETN, anytime touchdown. Kyler Murray's back. Kyler Murray, anytime touchdown. Sam LaPorta, anytime touchdown. CeeDee Lamb's going to score, too, because the Giants stink. So that's
absolutely. So there you go. That's another segment, another episode. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, share, sell your soul. Shout out to all the countries all over the world where watching the podcast. We had a little bit of a boom, so now instead of the three countries I shout out, we now have six.
Okay.
I don't have the mental capacity to go through every team right now. But yeah, we're in the studio, we're producing a lot of content. Look out for a WWE episode next week. We got NFL, NBA's in. We got a lot going on. WWE on the C4. Next week, it'll be me and Dom. We're going to cook up a good episode for you guys. We'll have Bill's face on the chair. I'm going to make that happen.
Okay.
Because Bill's going to send us his picks and shit, so we'll go over what Bill thinks. But with that being said, thanks for watching. We got a lot on the way, so make sure you guys are on the train.
Subscribe!
Raiders! Like, nah.